Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ace Michaels Blog Talk Radio Show, available worldwide, 24 hours a day, on iTunes and Facebook. Be inspired, be informed, be on. Enjoy the show.
Talk Radio. Ace Michaels is your host for the show, and I am happy to be here with you today. Lots going on in the world. It's not so much about the politics. It's not so much about the voting for, or the terrorism that's going on. What's actually on my mind, real talk, is not even Shorty having them apple bottom jeans on and boots with the fur. I know that's what you thought I was going to say, right? But no. What's on my mind is actually robots, G. Robots is what's going on. Robots. This is more important than a political campaign. This is more important than terrorism. This is more important than a little bit. Robots is what's going on, people. There is a company, there's an inventor called, the company is called Hanson Robotics, okay? Hanson Robotics has brought to the world for the first time in the history of man, we have Sophia. Sophia is a robot created by Hanson Robotics, okay? She is equipped, they say, equipped with, are you ready? Quote, human-like, greater than human wisdom. Okay, that's when we stop right there. Stop right there. First off, I do not like to be put in a category where I'm told that someone else has got greater than my wisdom. Okay? I don't like that. Second off, okay, we're talking about a robot. Now, with all of the Terminator and Matrix movies and iRobot movies that have come out, where the central plot is machines taking over the world and killing humans, why would you create a human-like robot that, quote, will have human-like, greater than human wisdom? What the hell, man? Okay, so the obvious question is going to be, all right, so we get the robots, right? I'm not even going to go down the perversity road because you already know what you're thinking. But what I'm thinking is about the robots taking the human beings' jobs. Now, it may sound like a fickle, funny thing. It may sound like it doesn't matter. But think about this. If a restaurant can hire a robot to serve food and not take tips, work all day long, not complain about their feet hurting, not talk about their husband and ex drama and the baby mama drama, but just come to work and do, God forbid, work, then how long is it going to be before there will be no jobs in the food service industry for humans? Humans won't serve food at all because the robot is doing it better, faster, cheaper. You get what I'm saying? And that's going to happen to all the jobs. Once a robot knows how to trim your bushes, Manuel is not going to be doing your gardening anymore
Guadalupe is not going to be your pool guy. You know what I'm saying? Seven is not going to be your tailor. All these jobs are going to go by the wayside, and it brings up two trains of thought. One train of thought is, that's really bad. That's a bad thing for the human society. The other side of it is, maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's a good thing because humans shouldn't be so worried about work anyway. You think God put us here just to punch in the time clock and work? Of course not. God wanted us to do more with our lives than just show up and work 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week or more. So maybe having the robots to do the work, and then the humans can spend more time procreating or mixing records or rapping or breakdancing, whatever we do on our spare time, maybe that's good. I don't know, but I guarantee it's going to bring up a whole lot of debate of this robot situation, homie. If you have a thought on it, you can call the show at 646-595-4802, or you can email. You don't need no robot to do that. You can email. You email beyondthebuzz@yahoo.com. Robots. That's what's really going on, man. That's going to be crazy. Damn robots. All right, our guest on the show today, she is fabulously fine. Welcome to the show again. She was on before. I tried to get her on another time and another time and another time. But finally, this was the time I was able to get her on again. Welcome back to the show, Erica Kimball, Miss Las Vegas Classic. Erica, are you on the buzz, baby?
I am. Hi, Ace. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you is doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. Keeping busy.
Keeping busy is good. What are you keeping busy doing? What keeps you busy?
Well, I am actually entering a new pageant in April, April 17th. It's the Miss United States pageant, so I've been prepping for that. Working with a trainer, Charlene Ruiz, who's kicking my butt and making me do, like, burpees and squats and all kinds of crazy things out on the soccer field.
So hold on. You got me, my mind went, 1 second. Hold on. The soccer field. Whoa. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you're running around kicking a soccer ball in your spare time?
No. No soccer ball. We just do it outdoors on the fields, like baseball field or soccer field. She has me doing a lot of outdoor sort of things and just getting outside of the gym and in the fresh air.
Whoa. Hold on. This trainer has got you going out into, like, natural locations and doing training like the old school style, like, you know, like run, sit-ups, pitch a ball, catch a ball, like doing the old school style. None of this, like, Nautilus with machines and bleep, bleep, bleep. Wow.
Totally.
So, like,
running up steps.
What? Wow. So you do it like Rocky, like you got a beard and everything, and you're out there in the rough, just like doing it. That's hot.
Totally. I am like
That's
Rocky.
Really hot. Wow. And this is so that you can be in this competition for the Miss America? You got to do all that to be in the competition?
Miss United States. So you want to prep, like, mind, body, soul, everything when you're in a competition, because it's not just about the next pretty face. You want to be strong. You want to be fit. You want to look healthy. You want to be able to communicate when you're on stage. You want a great sense of style. And beyond that, too, it's about what you're doing in the community as well. And that's also kept me busy. I volunteer with Make-A-Wish Foundation. So I've been working on granting a child's wish. So a lot of things going on.
Wow. Now, when you do this training for the event, how is it important? Now, I'm not asking this like to be funny, you know what I mean? But how is it important, like your ability to run up some steps? You're not going to run up steps in the competition, and I know you want to have great-looking calves for that 1 minute that you're going to walk in the bathing suit or something, right? But how does that all come, you know what I'm saying? Like, what does one have to do with the other?
Well, I mean, part of being healthy, you look good, you feel good sort of thing. It emulates from your being when you're healthy. And also just showing on stage that you are fit, you care about your body, you're taking care of yourself. That's mm-hmm. part of just a good lifestyle that you want to emulate for others as a role model.
Mm-hmm. I get it. So really, it's about the mental preparation, because the deal is, if you run up some stairs and you achieve that goal, then that's really what it's important. Because the day you walk on the runway or the across the stage, in the back of your mind, you're saying, I know I can do this because I ran up those stairs. I whipped those stairs so pitifully. I know I can do this now. This is easy by comparison.
Smaller achievements lead up to larger achievements. So if, you know, you go from lifting like 1 pound weights to 5, that's still like a great achievement, even though it may seem small to some people. So those are all building blocks towards an ultimate goal. And like fitness. Yeah, you definitely want to look good on stage too.
Wow. And so did you do the same type of training for the last event that you did, the last competition?
Actually, no. It was a last-minute sort of thing. I decided to do it. I thought, you know, life's short. Why don't I just enter? I entered like a week before the competition. I got a dress last minute and decided, hey, I'm not going to spend more than $100. I'm going to find something cute and not spend a ton of money. So I spent $99 on a dress, and I jumped into the competition, and I won.
Now, in hindsight, were you really prepared the way you should have been? I mean, because that sounds like you lucked out. But in hindsight, would you have been a little bit more prepared now, knowing what you should do going into it?
I think having more preparation just makes you makes it easier the day of the competition. You probably feel more comfortable. But I think I went in with a mindset in the last one that, this is for fun. If I don't win, I don't win. That doesn't matter. I want to do this experience.
Yeah. But you did win. And so even though it was just, quote, just for fun, you whooped some booty. You won. You won just for fun. So
yeah.
We did all that just for fun. You won that thing. And that's what I'm talking about. Okay, good. So that's what's up. And so then, now you're storming up and down the stairwell in the stadium, so you're going to win the next one, and the next one, and the next one after that, right? And that's really how you get down. It's good. So, and you mentioned you were doing something, you were helping a child get his wish.
Yes,
that's
a little
accurate.
Girl.
Aww.
Yeah, great.
Well, it depends on what her wish is. What's her wish, though? You know, she's like, my wish is to take over the world. You don't want to help her do that.
Yeah.
You know, but like, depending on where she's coming from, yeah, I can see that.
She's never been on a Disney cruise, so she wants to go on a Disney cruise. So I have a partner I've been working with, and we submitted all of her paperwork, and it's looking really good that we're going to be able to get her wish to go through. So we get to plan like a surprise reveal party for her with a certain theme of, you know, things that she'll really love to make this really exciting for her. And it's something really great because it helps these kids like get through something very emotional and like physically and mentally stressful.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever encountered one of these situations where the kid wants something that kind of shocks you and you go, oh, my God, there's no way we can do that. You know, this kid's going to be disappointed.
Not yet, but I'm sure there are some stories of, you know, wanting to meet celebrities I've heard about. Like sometimes it's more difficult to lock a celebrity in with their schedule and everything for a child to meet them. So I haven't had one of those yet, but those are the more difficult ones.
I would think, though, you being an adult and them being a kid, I would think you could kind of spin it on them a little bit. Like, be like, you don't really want a pony. You know, ponies are a little overrated, bro. Don't you kind of want a donkey? Because we got like, plenty of donkeys.
Switch out the pony for the donkey.
Yeah, like, what do you think about just a really well-trimmed poodle? You know, with some food coloring in his fur. That's better than a pony.
How about a unicorn, dog? How about a unicorn? Close your eyes. Ooh, you got one. Done. My work is done here.
I'm glad you are not our wish granter.
I know, right? I would be the laziest wish director. Like, let me tell you something. I'm one of those guys that when I had a regular job, I was like the worst guy on the regular job. I would cut so many corners. I would hang out more in the break room than at my desk. You know what I'm saying? I would make more personal phone calls than I needed to make. Like, I was the worst guy on a regular job. So you're right. Thank God that I'm not the one doing it. Because, man, it would be so bad. People's wishes would be going to the wrong people. They'd be like, hey, this is not what we wish. You guys sent us the wrong wish. Hey, man.
Everyone would get donkeys.
Yeah, exactly. Who sent us this damn unicorn? What is this unicorn doing in our front yard? So you're doing that. Now, you've also got some chillings of your own, too, right? You're a single mom. Are you a single mom, or are you just your mom, or what's really going on?
I guess I'm kind of a single mom. Their dad is, like, in the picture, too, and helped out with them, but they're mostly with me.
Okay. And so you're doing so much duty now. I've heard that you're doing your fitness stuff to get in shape for your competition, which is actually another way to help these children have their dream come true. When is the time for you, and what do you do on that time?
You mean like downtime?
Yeah, I would think, do you have any downtime? It doesn't sound like you have any
downtime. What's
downtime?
I don't think that exists. No, I get a little time for myself.
Yes.
I like to write when I'm, you know, not busy doing other things. I like to read, and I like movies and going out to restaurants and Latin dancing. So that's what I do, hanging out with my friends and things like that.
I could see you writing. You strike me as a writer. Like, I could see you busting out some poetry, Sade-style stuff, where you're like, you know, love on the ocean and the island of romance type thing. Like, I could totally see you doing that with your shoes off and some, like, herbal tea going in the background. I could see that.
Totally.
You know what I mean? I could see
I'm
you getting down.
I'm a hopeless romantic.
Like, yeah, with the whole Matt Damon / Matthew McConaughey movie going in the background.
Clive Owen. Has to be Clive.
Oh, my gosh. Straight to the Clive Owen. Well, it's getting steamy in here. Let's change the subject. So, so what besides this next competition, when's the next event that you're doing that the public might be able to see you?
I will be going to the Cosmopolitan Connections event tomorrow, which is Wednesday. Right? I think a lot of the ladies who are going to be competitors in the Miss United States competition will be there tomorrow and doing like a meet and greet and everything.
Nice. And I will tell you, just so you know, I like to see you at that thing, at the Cosmopolitan Connection event, because when you walk in, this is serious, when you walk in, you, like, radiate the whole room. Like you stand out in that room like a damn sore thumb in a whatever a sore thumb is in. But you stand out so much in that room. It's like, you know what I mean?
Thank you.
That makes a good night. You make it a good night when you're there. So that's good. So Cosmopolitan Connection. Let's promote it. Where is it going to be at, and how do people get in? Is it free? Of course, it's free every time. But where is it at?
It is at the the Racing Grand Prix Racing. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm. Nope, and nobody else does either. The Racing Grand Prix Racing. What is that? Is that a place? That's a It's a track or something in Vegas?
I've never been there, actually. And off the top of my head, I'm trying to remember the exact name of it. But if you go online and find Cosmopolitan Connections, whether it's on, like, Instagram or on Facebook, it'll say where it's at.
let's see if we can get more people to come out. So I heard that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian might be there, right?
Really?
They probably.
You never
are.
Know with
yeah.
Kanye, right? Where he'll like,
probably
pop up.
Be there. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Kanye
there
may fill my light. I might not radiate
no.
if Kanye's there.
Highly doubtful. Highly doubtful. Although I could see Kanye jumping up there going, "Hey, you know who radiates more than her? Beyonce. Beyonce's album is the most radiant album ever. That's the album that really radiates. You think she's ready? You can see Beyonce radiate. Get him off the stage. Get him down from there."
That would happen.
Do you have
for
a,
sure.
Exactly. Do you have a website or anything that people can go and support that?
Yes, my website is www.yourbeautylab.com, yourbeautelab.com.
That's what's up. And if people go there, what might they find? Is that sounds like it's going to be beauty tips for the ladies and whatnot.
It's actually for men and women. I'll do a lot of things on there, but it delves into the medicine behind beauty, like why should you use something? Is it going to be good for your skin? Is it going to work? What's right for your skin conditions, your hair or nail conditions, and different procedures that are available out there so you understand what something is before going in to have it done, whether it be Botox or fillers or tattoo removal.
Okay, I got you. And I was just going to ask, because I was just curious, are there things, like, can a man go on that site and really get busy? Like, you brought it up briefly. I was just literally about to ask, and then you said it. But really, give me, like, between 3 to 5 things that a guy could do on that site that makes it worth for the guys to go.
Well, the site is new, so it just came up this month. So as it goes along, okay. We'll be adding more and more content. So right now, dermaplaning is up. But one of the next articles or blogs I'll have up is about tattoo removal. So whether you do laser or you do like a tattoo cover-up, I actually went to Johnny Law Tattoo, and we did a video blog on tattoo cover-up there, and he had 2 different clients who were there, and it shows you how to change from, you know, one tattoo to another. So it's pretty amazing, like, watching the transformation and kind of help people to imagine or reimagine what they could do with a tattoo that they don't like. And that's tattoos are in everyone, you know, male, female. So.
Sure. I heard you say that you just put up the site. So I get the impression that you built the website as well?
I did. I kind of like to tinker with things, and I like to learn how to do things on my own. I'm very independent. So if I can figure it out all by myself, I'll do it.
But you are really not trying to have downtime, are you? What in the world? It's like talking to Eric. It's like, hey, did you see Law and Order? Yes, I actually am a police officer and an attorney. So, yeah, I did. I'm a judge, too, by the way. And a bailiff on just only on the weekends, so I'm a bailiff, too. Wow. Eric, you are a piece of work. So, listen, it's Erica Kimball on the show today. Erica, thank you so much for being my guest. Give people the website again so they can go start stalking.
www.yourbeautylab.com.
And that's what's up. It's Erica Kimball, Miss Las Vegas Classic. Love it. For short, she's EKMLVC, baby. That's what's up. Erica, thank you for being on the show today. I really, really appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure.
You don't have to be beautiful. You don't know. I just need your body, baby, from dusk till dawn. You don't need experience. you could be.